Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the 25th of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is Mary, the Mother of the Lord. The popular prayer, the Hail Mary, provides a framework to begin our reflections on Mary and her relationship to Jesus and to us. In this prayer, we have a combination of direct quotes from Scripture and stanzas that illustrate how thinking about Mary developed in the life of the Church. A characteristic of Catholic spirituality is devotion to Mary, the Mother of God. In view of her unique role in bringing Jesus Christ to birth, Mary has a special place in the life of the Catholic Church. Many churches and cathedrals around the world are named after one or another of the many titles attributed to Mary. In the Middle Ages, the age of chivalry, the term Our Lady was given to Mary, and it is from this title that we get the French translation of Notre Dame, which names the famous cathedral in Paris and universities in the United States and Australia. Many Catholic homes have statues and pictures of Mary. Medals which depict images of Mary are very popular, and of course there are rosary beads. In the next session, we will examine the history of the rosary in some detail. In this session, we honour Mary as the Mother of Jesus, the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church, and first disciple of Jesus. We begin our reflection on the Hail Mary with the prayer itself. This is followed by an examination of each stanza in turn. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The first stanza, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. This stanza is taken from the first chapter of Luke's Gospel, verses 26 to 28, where the angel Gabriel announces to Mary that even though she is a virgin, she is to conceive a child, and she is to name him Jesus. In the New Jerusalem Bible, this passage reads, In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. He went in and said to her, Rejoice, you who enjoy God's favor. The Lord is with you. In earlier translations of the Gospel, the words attributed to the angel are, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Mary is the one who enjoys God's favor. Mary, full of God's grace. Luke then provides an account of a conversation between Mary and the angel, as the angel makes clear to Mary what God is asking of her. And in verse 38, the most important yes in human history is recorded, as Mary said, You see before you the Lord's servant. Let it happen to me as you have said. Stanza 2. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. This stanza also comes directly from chapter 1 of Luke's Gospel, when Mary visits her pregnant cousin Elizabeth. We begin at verse 39. Mary set out at that time and went as quickly as she could into the hill country to a town in Judah. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now it happened that as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and said, Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Stanza 3. Holy Mary, Mother of God. For some people, the title for Mary, Mother of God, is a problem, as it appears to make Mary either equal to God or even above God. Mother of God is a translation of a Greek word, Theotokos. The word Theotokos is a technical word that means God-bearer, or the one who bears God. The term first came to be used at the Council of Church Leaders held at Ephesus in 431. The council was called because there were some people who were denying the unity of Christ's human and divine natures. In saying that Mary is the mother or bearer of God, the council affirmed that Jesus was God from the moment of his conception. The title for Mary, Mother of God, is much more about Jesus, the child she bore, than it is about Mary herself. Stanza 4. Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. A belief has been held in the Church from the very earliest times that because Mary had been the mother of Jesus, when she came to the end of her earthly life, it was not proper that her body be allowed to decay. As such, it is firmly believed by the Church that Mary is the first to enjoy the fruits of the general resurrection in the pattern of the resurrection and ascension of her Son Jesus. In other words, God has taken Mary to heaven, body and soul. As one in heaven who is like us in our humanity and close to God, in that he chose her for a special task, the Church teaches that Mary can and does pray or intercede with God on our behalf. In everyday language, we might say that in Mary we have a friend in a high place, and that her prayer can assist us in life and particularly as we prepare for death. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question 1. Where do you see the power of God at work in your world? Question number 2. List the occasions when you have recognized the power of God in your life, when you have overcome fear and grown closer to God and to other people. And question 3. What support can Mary offer you in your journey of faith in God? A film available on DVD that might help to explore the life and times of Mary is Mary, Mother of Jesus. Made in 1999, this film was directed by Kevin Connor and stars Christian Bale. In films, Mary is usually presented in her scenes with her son Jesus. For the millennium, American television made Mary, Mother of Jesus, as a contribution to thinking about the impact of Christianity. The film offers an opportunity to see the episodes in Mary's life, not just the Annunciation, visitation to Elizabeth, the birth of Jesus, but Mary's later life and her own following of her son even to Calvary. We conclude this session with the Magnificat, the Song of Mary from the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. The prayer is said every evening by those around the world who pray the Prayer of the Church. We are to introduce the Prayer of the Church in session 28 of this program. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham, and his sons forever. Amen.